This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The great Kevin Harlan joins us.
This is drive time, isn't it, back in Houston? Man, woman, or child, right?
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show and team meal have the latest. And the latest is we are live. Live here, stop nine, and give them a hand, Shannon and Steve. They've made all nine stops. Boy, it was getting a little tight there. It was Shannon's fault today of how late they were. Absolutely pathetic. But thank God they made it here safely today. And Steve deserves better today. But. We're having a good time out here, Crafty Crab, Fondren Road. Come on out, hang out. I'm watching. My man is out here rolling. I'm seeing bugs coming out. He's got two in his hand. Clint just tried to run through his 2 pounds. I don't think he made it. This is his second order.
It's actually only 1 pound.
Is it 1 pound? Okay, yeah. I thought you said 2 pounds.
It says 1 pound on a ticket.
There you go, 1 pound on the ticket. Well, there you go. He came through. He tried to run through them, but he was stopped.
They're hot. They were hot, burning my fingertips.
They were burning. Yeah, you generally just try to power through.
I tried, but I failed.
He failed. That's all right. But he's doing his thing. They're good though.
They are, man. I love the. I've never seen them served in this big blowed up bag like this. But it keeps the juices in there, and I mean they are juicy, boy.
Yeah, anybody who likes to
and
suck obvious, the head, you
obviously,
love that.
Yeah, absolutely, and the part of that is, I mean, it's not only juicy; it is a really good flavor. So if the flavor wasn't good, then it wouldn't matter. But it's solid, man. Really, really good.
Yeah, it's a good time out here. It's a good time being had, and you should make your way as we're here till 6 o'clock at the very least. And still time to hang out. You want to watch the Astros? You've got TVs all over the place here. And the seafood is great here as well. I had the oysters earlier. The wings are good as well. And obviously those bugs that Clint was just talking about, you can come out here, drink a little cold beer, cold drink. I'm seeing frozen margaritas roll through. I saw Reggie get himself one. Jealous. Our engineer Matt. No, I can't have one.
I'm always good raw
Matt
dog in the drive.
Road for one. Steve said they're good. So any kind of cold drink you want is here for you at the Crafty Crab. So make your way on out here. Clint, it is Fromber Day, and I do want to get to that. But the latest news on Yordan Alvarez, and I know many of you are just getting in your cars, getting off work on a Friday, and on your way here. And while you're listening, this is the latest from the captain, Joe Espada, as he gives an update to the media on the status of Yordan Alvarez.
You know, I thought today went really well. You know, hit some balls out of the ballpark, hit the ball the other way. He said he felt good. So we'll see where this takes us. But I think this is a step in the right direction.
Was there a chance he could play today? Did he want to play today, or how'd that go?
Oh, he man, knowing him. But you know what? I told him, like, let's just take it, you know, one step at a time. I think today was a really good day, and we'll see where we go from here.
You just kind of have to wait to see how his hand responds to this before you decide what's next?
Yeah, I think so. I think we want to just give this some time here and see how he feels. But I think today went well.
The fact that he was able to hit off pitching today meant that yesterday he woke up, felt good.
Yeah, that was kind of the step, the process. If yesterday went well, move forward today and face some live BPs, and he did, and then we'll see where we go from here.
What happened there?
What? I just looked up at the screen. What?
It just came flying off. I
had to that mic back here. By your mouth.
You're live. Excuse me.
I'm so glad I looked over at my screen.
That is Joe Espada.
Did you forget we were on YouTube?
No, I didn't forget. I had to hear what he was saying. Hear when he stopped. I headed out, and then when I went to come bring it back in,
they were fumbling.
Headset flew off on me. But that was Joe Espada giving you the latest here. I haven't had a drink, so I'm not drunk. That was Joe Espada giving the latest here on Yordan Álvarez. Again, as In the Loop said earlier, you can add another really on there. He's getting really, 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 really close. I mean, this is now six or seven reallys from last week's four reallys. He's getting really, 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 really close. He hit live pitching today. There was a thought that maybe they were holding out the lineup, because the lineup came out, I would say, about an hour later than it normally does, that maybe he might jump in there, but he is not. I think, though, as we see Clint and hearing him, seeing him swing the bat yesterday, seeing it continue to go well, him feeling well, Clint, it feels like we should see him this weekend. Maybe tomorrow, Sunday. It seems like we are getting really, 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 really close.
Look, if he's hitting balls out of the park, taking BP off live, you know, live arms, then it's pain-free. I don't know what else you need to see from a guy to get to know that it's time to get him in the game. But I'm no doctor. I'm obviously not there, so I would expect to see him this weekend, absolutely.
It sounds like it. The lineup, by the way, without him, as Framber Valdez goes, they'll look to try to even this thing up, Clint, with the Devil Rays. I keep calling them Devil Rays. With the Rays,
it's all right, man.
Coming up as they got this four-game set. It is Peña, Paredes, Altuve. He's in left field tonight. Christian Walker, another big one there. He is back into the lineup after taking that 96-mile-an-hour fastball off the right hand. He is back in there in the four spot. And then Diaz is catching tonight with Cam Smith, Jake Myers. DeZinzo is the DH tonight. And Dubon is playing second base. So that's the lineup. Framber tonight. Listen, we've talked a lot about Hunter Brown. And Hunter Brown has absolutely deserved it. He should be in the mix in the Cy Young. But if you start looking together about the last four starts for Framber Valdez, Framber is looking like somebody who is on the hunt for about $300 million. Framber is looked like the guy. This is four or five starts in a row where, you know, he's pitched every bit as well as Hunter Brown. The last game, they won 2-1. They had to have it. He's six innings and got the win there, Clint. So he's giving you innings like he always does, keeping it down. And as we said, you can get annoyed with Framber, but you know at some point he's probably going to be in an ERA in the mid-threes or lower. He's going to have near 200 innings, and he's going to do his thing.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of where his numbers seem to settle. So if they can continue to get big, big performance from him like he's shown, that's going to be huge.
Well, after getting that skull drug last night, they need it. I mean, we talk about it a lot. I don't know how much last night really matters, and breaking it last night down really matters, to be completely honest with you. Sometimes games just get away from you, and they clearly did that. Error at first base, next ball gets hit out of the park, next thing you know it's out of reach, and it happens throughout 162. Now, look, it's moving forward is, you know, you just hope you right the ship sooner rather than later. And I mean, the fact that Framber Valdez is next up could be big for the Stros to just keep this hot streak rolling and not let that dud they rolled out last night compound and stack them kind of days.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you all caught this. We hadn't kind of spoken about this little update on that Lance McCullers situation where some some bad person made a decision there. That was, I saw my job flash right before my eyes right there. Some bad person made the decision that he made and threatened Lance, his children, as well as 5-year-old daughter, as Lance has spoken about after his poor start. I wonder if that person sent flowers and roses over after the 12 strikeouts he got right after the last game.
Right.
That person. But Lance McCullough has added, said he's had to add security to protect his family. So he has security added with his family because of the decision some fool made. So that's an update on that. As Lance said, as a parent, this is heartbreaking. You can hear the comments here from Lance. He said, she asked me, talking about his daughter, when I came home, Daddy, what is a threat? Who wants to hurt us? Who wants to hurt me? McCullers told the Associated Press Wednesday. Those are difficult conversations that he's had to deal with, which is bull that he has to deal with that with his 5-year-old daughter asking those questions.
Yeah, unfortunately, we live in a world where there's some real POS humans out there, and
this is
Ferguson. This is what I talked about when it first happened. Like, I know it's too much to ask and it's far fetched, but if the individual that did it would come forward and say, man, look, it was I made a mistake. I shouldn't have. You know, I got out over my skis and did something stupid, whatever. It would save the family from a lot of this having to hire security and having to have the not knowing and having to look over your shoulder every day is what's the scariest part of this thing.
Yeah. So that is the latest there with that situation with Lance McCullers, as he's had to hire some security to move forward. Astros again coming up a little bit later on as they take on Tampa in this 4-game set.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Texans day 3 OTAs, Clint, and I know we'll discuss a little bit more of what we saw today, but how about the ones we didn't see today? Those who didn't participate in practice, or for the most part, most of these guys weren't there, and it's an interesting high number list of what I would have thought the Texans would have, being how much attendance they were talking about they had during the offseason and how this team seems to be really focused with that and some of the moves they've made in the offseason. But Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they weren't there, Wednesday, the first day. They also weren't there today. Denico Autry, Sheldon Rankins on that D-line also. Dalton Schultz, Braxton Berrios, those two didn't practice, Clint, but we did see them get work on the side. They're obviously kind of nursing something back or building up from something, and that they didn't have the comfort to have them on the practice field with the team. But they were there in the building working on things. Damian Pierce, Christian Harris weren't there. Christian Kirk, who was there on Wednesday and practicing, wasn't there today. Tank Dell, obviously, we understand with the leg injury. Jimmy Ward, Brevin Jordan, Justin Watson, and Henry Toa also weren't there. Fody Fatakasi was not there as well. So that, to me, listen, is it an enormous deal? No, not an enormous deal. But, Clint, it is a bit surprising in terms of the number of guys that we weren't seeing there. And many of these guys outside of Dalton Schultz and Braxton Berrios, and I may just have missed them, but I didn't see any of those guys. Trent Brown didn't practice, but he was there.
Yeah.
Clearly, we could see him.
Well, you bring up the important one to me is Trent Brown. I mean, that's precisely what you'd like for your veterans to be doing is be on the field and allow your rookie offensive lineman that it's going to be dependent upon to some degree this year. We saw Ariante Ursery go through a rep, I don't know what kind of struggles he had. I'm not saying he got beat, but he clearly didn't see something. Well, he can come straight to Trent Brown and say, hey, man, Trent, they get together and they start having a conversation. And that is precisely why I'm such a stickler on guys just being at practice, right? I mean, whether it's Dalton Schultz or it's Brevin Jordan or it's Joe Mixon or it's Damian Pierce or it's Braxton Berrios or whoever the hell it may be, the thought that whatever you're going through puts you in a spot where you can't be getting mental reps yourself the way that C.J. Stroud is. The way that Trent Brown is, the whatever's going on the offensive side of the ball, whatever's going on with you, where your personal schedule that they keep talking about conflicts with the hour and a half.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Half that they're on the field, that surprises me. I'll put it to you that way. That given, you know, we hear a lot about this team, the nucleus, the guys that are so coachable, and the guys that are so, they love football so much and they're so hungry, and to each their own. I'm just saying, when you hear those kind of things and you watch this team, you know what they need to do offensively. I expected more of those guys to maybe not participate, but at least be there getting mental reps again, the way that C.J. Stroud is getting mental reps, the way that Trent Brown is getting mental reps, and they're helping the youngsters. I mean, that I expected to see more out of the offense this year of that.
By the way, again, we don't know the reasons why some of these cats are there. Some of them could be in the facility somewhere, just report they weren't there at practice and we didn't catch them.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the NBA playoffs last night. No games tonight because the Minnesota Timberwolves just got their asses kicked all up and down Oklahoma City. So that series is over. But, Clint, we will have a game six, as we both thought would happen, as the Knicks kind of took care of business, as Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson were really, really good last night. And we saw, I feel bad calling it this, but we saw Tyrese Halliburton have the Jalen Green game last night. Except Tyrese just had it once. But we saw him have that under 10-point game. Didn't look like he was really, you know, ever got any kind of rhythm or into the game. He's had, I think, 7 or 8 points he scored last night while the Knicks came rolling through. This thing has moved to game six. There is now a bit of pressure. Obviously, there's the ultimate pressure on the Knicks. Their season ends if they lose. But there is still some pressure there now building on the Pacers, because obviously if they find a way to win this game in Indy, now it comes back to New York and really anything can happen at this point. So big win for the Knicks. But the Pacers, I still think, are in the driver's seat. I still think they take care of this. But it does get absolutely interesting if that thing is tight in the fourth quarter coming up on Saturday night.
Well, if they show up and it doesn't look like the Knicks are completely fatigued because it's late in the playoffs and they're getting ran up and down by
Indianapolis. And they gave everything they had yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, if the fatigue doesn't set in and you mess around and they catch, as you said, Cat and Brunson, you catch them hot again, they don't have their damn hands full. Isn't it interesting? You get a team that gets somebody down 3-1, mess around and lose game five, and then all the pressure, although you're at home, all the pressure is on you to not even this thing up and go back to their place. It's a monster game. I mean, not necessarily a must-win game, but the pressure is definitely on the Pacers, no doubt.
Well, yeah, the Knicks experienced this in their last series with the Celtics, where the Celtics got them pretty good in Boston right after Tatum went down, but then they just absolutely hammered the Celtics at home and got off to a really good start. So we'll see what that looks like tomorrow. By the way, do we come in Monday with a Game 7?
No, I think the Pacers handle
it. Yeah, take care of it. Yeah.
I think the Pacers handle it.
They're gonna put John Halliburton on the front row this time. They're gonna put him down courtside. Let him really get into this thing. Him and Pat.
Hello, man.
Him and Pat McAfee together.
Cat was in foul trouble last night for a while too, so they were able to overcome that.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm with you. I think the finals will be the Pacers and the Thunder, and I think we'll know that by the time we get in. All right, coming up, the big story. The big story coming from camp. How big is it? We'll let you hear the explanation from Nick Caley of why C.J. Stroud hasn't thrown at OTAs. That's next.
All right, y'all, look, the biggest mistake you can make if you're selling your home is settling for less money. Look, that never happens with Orchard, man. I understand that disappointing offers, they'll wear on you. They'll cause you to settle for thousands less sometimes. You don't have to settle when you deal with Orchard. I'm just telling you, here to give you the good news. You need to work with Orchard. Look, they've reinvented real estate, and they guarantee your home sale and helping you sell on the market for top dollar. Those two things right there, that's a great combination. Take all the stress out of your life, man. Orchard, they give you cash up front so you can buy and move into your new home. First, on your timeline, no waiting, no showings, no double moves. Again, takes all the stress out of your life. Then once you're all settled in, that Orchard agent, you know, that they'll help you sell your home on the market for top dollar, right? Here's what one Orchard customer has said. I never could have sold without Orchard. I made way more than I expected, and it could not have happened any easier. Those are big words, but hey, Orchard, they handle up now. With Orchard, you never have to settle for less. Buy before you sell and get top dollar for your home with Orchard. Curious how much your home's worth? Visit Orchard.com right now to get your free home valuation. Again, that's Orchard.com.
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Where are you now with the Astros post-Memorial Day?
I'm in a really, really good place. I do think they're the best team in the division, and I feel significantly better about that World Series window still being cracked, if not completely open.
Ride home with Clint and Show. 2-6 every afternoon on Sports Radio 610.
It's Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I've got something important to talk to you about, your 401k. If you have changed jobs, there are two very important considerations. You don't want to leave your 401k behind, and you don't want to roll it over into your new company plan without consulting Trajan Wealth first. 401ks will often have limited investments or age-based options. Since companies have to make choices to suit all employees, they may not be suited to you, which could cost you fees and money. When you roll over your 401k into an IRA, you not only keep your money growing tax deferred, but you also gain access to a world of investment options specifically designed for you. Trajan Wealth and our fiduciary advisors have helped thousands, and we can do the same for you. Call Trajan today at 346-371-3330. 346-371-3330.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Orange Theory Fitness, the science-backed workout that delivers real results. Try your first class free at any of our 29 Houston area studios. Plus, with a Premier membership, your first month is risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Terms and conditions apply. OrangeTheory.com.
Want the truth about shopping for new floors? Big box stores might have flooring departments, but Empire Today has flooring experts. There's a huge difference. At a big box store, you might be getting help from someone who's in flooring today, but was stocking toilets yesterday. With Empire, you'll work with a dedicated flooring expert. We bring the store to your home, help find the right floors for your lifestyle, and answer questions. all while you view hundreds of samples with your own furniture, decor, and lighting. You'll get an all-inclusive price estimate and can schedule installation as soon as the next day for in-stock styles. That's Empire's Home Floor Advantage, working with experts who specialize in one thing, flooring. For a limited time, use code RADIO to get $500 off your contract of $3,500 or more when you call or visit EmpireToday.com. That's $500 off with code RADIO. You know the number.
800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Today. Offer may not be applied to sales or combined with other coupons, discounts, or savings. Terms apply.
In the Army National Guard, you'll become a member of the world's premier reserve force. You'll live the Army values and learn what it means to be a soldier. You'll train to master the tools and equipment used to keep the nation secure and its enemies on the run. Join the time-honored fraternity of citizen soldiers. Find your adventure in the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more. Sponsored by Texas Army National Guard.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I'm Pierre Palazzolo, VP of Digital Marketing for the American Management Association, a company focused on the management training skills needed to enhance the careers of business professionals. We did our research when it came to the best companies for website development and chose AmericanEagle.com. And we couldn't be happier. AmericanEagle.com worked closely with us to understand the front and back end requirements needed to launch an e-commerce website that could handle the complexities of running thousands of seminars nationwide. Our robust new website and improved SEO saw immediate increases in site traffic and web revenue. If you're in need of managerial effectiveness and success, visit our website at amanet.org. If you're in need of a website that provides an unparalleled consumer experience, I highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Transform your business today. Dial 877-WEB-NOW-1 for a free digital consultation with AmericanEagle.com.
H-Town, this is it. Pro Beach Volleyball, big stakes this weekend. Grab tickets at cbc.world. That's cbc.world.
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley is presented by Verlo Mattress. Verlo Mattress, handcrafted for your comfort and guaranteed for life. Texans All Access. The countdown to training camp is officially on. And Mark Vandermeer and John Harris have you covered. Exclusive interviews, inside info, and the best football conversation in town. 6 to 7 every night on Sports Radio 610.
Insider access.
Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610.
The Texans play here.
Cal is a kick-ass racquetball player.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here at the Crafty Crab as Clint just knocked off another pound of those mud bugs, feeling good again. My daughter, we've started to have a tradition, especially to that person who keeps texting in that doesn't want me to come on Fridays because Tyler and Clint are the crawfish guys. We've got a kind of tradition, Clint. Lauren loves her some crawfish, loves them, and I've already gotten a text that Lauren is not going to eat dinner until you come home with crawfish.
Hey.
So this has become a little tradition. Every Friday, I go in and I peel them up for her, and she eats up all the crawfish. Usually, I'm in there sucking a head. I'm going to try not to do that.
Hey, man. Time. Well, they're juicy, so it may be worth it.
Yeah, maybe. I'm trying to stay away from it. So I ordered me 3 pounds to go for the fam, and it'll be a good time. You should order you some. Very, very good. From what I hear from everybody, they've got different heats you can go after, different spices that they attach to the bad boys. So a lot of options. So come on out here to Crafty Crab and get you some as well. By the way, coming up after this segment, our last winner, our last winner of a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will hook somebody up with that as soon as this segment ends, the last one of the day. You can still enter the grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year, Budweiser, Bud Light. And you can see a very confused Reggie as he is in the building as well, turning around looking extremely confused. All right, the kind of the story of the day when we got in there, Clint, I know you watched on Wednesday, day one of OTAs, C.J. Stroud not throw. Davis Mills, who was that? Who was that, Slovic?
Or, yep.
Yeah. Kelvin, is that a Kellen?
No, he's not a Kelvin.
Kendall? Keaton Slovic. Slovic, excuse me, was the other one.
I think it's Slovis.
Is it Slovis or Slovic?
I think it's Slovis.
Cares, man. But number Slovis. 16, who ain't going to be on this team. He was out. I'm sorry, man. He knows it.
He's doing well today, actually.
Sure. Yeah, he's not going to be on the team. But he was out there. He was out there as the second quarterback throwing balls as C.J. Stroud didn't throw on Wednesday. Today, C.J. Stroud was out there again, Clint, and we watched early. He did all the handoffs. He did all the drills. He did everything except throw. He did not throw again. And then, ultimately, at one point, he ended up taking his helmet, his jersey, and was in street clothes the second half of practice. So, this is now, they've had three OTAs. Now, that was closed to the media, so we don't know what he did yesterday. But two of the 3 days and the 2 days the media has been able to see, he has not thrown the football. Nick Caley was asked about that and addressed it, and this is what he had to say about his quarterback, C.J. Stroud, not throwing yet.
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, et cetera. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
All right, there is Nick Caley with it. Again, very much like D'Amico said the other day, every player, they wouldn't even, you could tell it's a talking point. They're not even singling out. They're not even saying CJ. They're saying every player, and they both said it, so you can tell that's the talking point, which I completely understand. But every player has their own timeline, Clint, and no concern. He made that clear. I was there. I looked in his face. He said no concern with CJ Stroud and any issues health-wise with him. But, Clint, clearly something is up. This is the third OTAs we've seen. And at no point have we seen any kind of load management with his arm or whatever. Something's going on that makes them. I'm not saying it's serious, but something's going on that is saying, "Hey, let's wait right now before we get him in throwing."
Yeah, look, I think it's silly. I mean, if you want to just talk about your general players, like it's not mandatory, guys. Some guys that are completely healthy just don't show up, right? And guys that are injured, you know, they had the choice, you know, yada, yada, yada. But when it's your quarterback and it's C.J. Stroud and he's going out there and he's fully dressed, he's a part of everything until, like, for a third of the way through practice, and then all of a sudden he stops, takes his pads off, takes his helmet off, and anytime you ask about it, it's oh, no, man, he's been here all year long, all week long, all off season long. He's absolutely killing it. He's working hard. I mean, just answer the question. Just answer the question. If we're talking about, again, just overall, we're not going to go down the list and tell you everybody that's had this surgery or that surgery, everybody that's rehabbing and exactly what they're rehabbing from and all that. I get that. But when it's your quarterback and you roll him out there and he literally is obviously doing everything but throwing, to me it warrants some level of an explanation. It's not like I don't care what you do, but it's one of those where you just end up looking silly. I mean, what did Nick Caley say? Everybody has a routine relative to their routine. I mean, it's just like, what are we dancing around for? It's just, I mean, clearly he's either had some kind of soreness pop up from the throwing that he's been doing this year, which, hey, that's a good thing. The kid's out there working. He's grinding, right? Or he's had some kind of procedure done to fix something that's minor. He can get out there and he can move around. He can even hand the football off, but he can't. He's not throwing the ball. You know, just, again, I don't expect some kind of in-depth explanation, but it would be, I would think you'd come up with something better than, you know, he's got a routine that's relative to his routine that's
I don't know if I'm used to the vagueness from them or football guys. This one didn't bother me as much as because one, I don't feel like it's serious. Now maybe I may be wrong, and I don't feel like the Astros with them. I don't feel like it's serious, and I knew they were probably going to be like, you know, CJ, don't have to talk to the media right now. We don't have to really. There's no injury report. We don't have to give anything away. Let's not even put. I could see them saying, let's not even put soreness or whatever it really is in the atmosphere. Let's just, y'all all know something's up. Like something. It ain't just that. Hey man, this ain't the timeline he's got built up. Something's going on, and we'll move forward. Now, if they go through next week and he ain't throwing, or we start going through training camp, then it's just like, all right, okay, what's going on? What's it like? How serious is this thing? I guess for me, the nature of it not being serious is maybe why I'm not.
I think it's a much bigger deal, just relative to covering a football team. Again, you're talking about a brand new offensive coordinator. You're talking about, like, right now we got one carryover receiver that's going to end up being an impact player here. You've got a brand new center. You've got a brand new center. And so it's one of them deals where it's like, how long has CJ not been throwing? We've seen 2 days, but are we?
But they would never give us that anyway.
I'm not saying that they should. What I'm saying is, once you make the decision to roll him out there and practice him for half the period, and it's blatantly obvious to everybody that, hey man, dude's good to do everything but throw.
Like, clearly
I think it warrants some kind of explanation. And
more than what they gave.
And look, I'm not saying they have to. I'm not saying they're terrible for not doing it. I'm just saying as a fan and a member of the media, like, it would make sense. Like, I don't need an update on Tank Dell today. Don't need it. I don't need an update on Dalton Schultz, who's over there doing single leg bounds on the sideline, jumping up on boxes.
You don't need
and stuff.
One from him?
I don't need it. I mean, no, I don't.
Are you concerned at all about CJ with this?
No, I'm not concerned at all. Okay. If I had to bet, I would bet, because I said this last year, I thought there was something wrong with his hand.
Could be hand.
He made a couple of throws last year that were like, that's not a slip. That's something wrong with his grip, something wrong with his hand, his wrist, something. And so I would be willing to bet you that there was some kind of little cleanup procedure done, and he's just not been cleared for full action yet. That's all. But again, even if it's not that, just, hey, we're load managing him, or hey, there's a little soreness. He's been throwing his tail off for 2 months now, or whatever. I mean, that's the whole, he's got a routine based on his routine on his, you know, that's just relative to a routine. That's just, it sounds silly.
All right, let's try to get some money here. All right, Tyler needs a big night to get us. Oh my God, Tyler needs a big night to get us to a 50 count. You should be here. Somebody's got about, that looks like 20 shots poured out right there. You should be here. But Tyler's going to try to make a little cash here. Best bet's coming up. He'll get you right for that. And, yes, C.J. Stroud was the big story of him not throwing again. But the person who you cannot miss on the practice field, we'll have to tell you about that coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Next. Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we're live at The Drive. Shout out to all of our winners, even you, Cynthia. Shout out to all of our winners as they have taken them home, our final winner. Sonia gets the dub, $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm telling you, get them $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. People want to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
People got an idea of what they want to get now. And it always gets a little.
They put it in there once now.
A little aggressive here. And you can only win once. You can win once. All right. But congratulations to all our winners. We appreciate everybody here. Shout out to the entire staff. Shout out to our guy Love, who held us down. The entire staff here at the Crafty Crab did a great job taking care of us throughout the show. Also, our promo staff. Shout out to them as well as she takes care of us. Great job. Good to see her. Well, it's been a while since we see T. Good to see her in the building. Also, our engineer Matt, who has kept us. I said T. All right. Damn. My God. I said her, and then I said her name. Damn. I mean, here we go. I'm going to try to. Shout out to our engineer, him, Matt, for holding us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch, as well as Tyler, who is at the station. Tyler, him, producer. Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, y'all give it up for Tyler. Let's hear you.
There you go. Tyler's cheering himself on. right there as, obviously shout out to Reggie, midday host coming up to
always support
The Drive and trying to correct people and put me on the spot. It's a damn shame. Just listen. You should have listened, and you wouldn't have been in that spot. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. By the way, I saw John Harris today. He's in game mode.
Oh, there ain't no doubt.
John Harris is in game mode.
When is he not in game
mode? He's in game mode. He was in game mode. You know that situation when you go to speak to somebody and you kind of know what time it is by what they give you, and then you go ahead and just move on and give them what they need?
Yeah.
I seen, as Nick Cayley was talking, I said, hey, John. He said, hey, Ron. I said, okay, man, he's focused. Yeah. He's telling. He's focused. He's focused, baby.
Hey, the only time in a year that John Harris has broken character on me is the Hall of Fame deal. He stopped in the hallway.
Well, he's broken character.
No, 100%. I mean, in a year. I don't mean
that's
that disrespectfully, by
do.
The way. I mean, just like he is serious, man. He's serious.
It's ball out there, and John's serious about it. And
yeah,
that's why you need to listen to Texans All Access every night.
He is consistent with it.
Yeah, him and Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they got it. They'll look at day three of OTAs today as well, and they'll also do a little preview and talk about those joint practices they got coming up with the Lions and the Panthers. So stay tuned for that. Also following them, Area 45, late night, the best late night sports talk show here in Houston, 7 to 11, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. They blow any other late night sports talk show out of the water. So make sure you stay tuned. And listen to those guys. Nothing better in the city of Houston late night than Area 45. And then here in a little bit, Tyler will get those best bets. He needs a big night. Need a big night, Tyler. Need a big night to get yourself
That's
back
putting
into
it
the
gently.
I almost took the bait on that. That's putting it gently. And
I was watching the court,
but I stayed out of it. And in my mind, I thought, should I say it? And then when I said that to myself,
I was going to set the hell out of that hook.
I know you would have. I know you would have.
So, lips on a Friday.
Stay tuned for that as we continue. Clint, we talked a lot about what we saw at OTAs today, their third practice, second one open to the public here and to the media. And we heard Aziz talking about where he has seen Will Anderson grow and the leadership grow. And Clint, it is, we have, I think, definitely, Clint, moved to a space from the maturation process of him as a rookie, kind of feeling his way and kind of doing things. And all right, here there's some of the veterans that I'm kind of with and behind, the Jerry Hugheses of the world, the guys up front. Then to the next year of filling things out a little bit more and kind of looking up to a guy and watching a guy like Danielle Hunter and all the vets there, to now, Clint, he is the voice you hear when you walk into the building, when you hear on the field, 51's the voice you hear. You hear him coming. The intensity is unlike anybody else on the field. You can start to see this becoming like Will Anderson's team. And we're at practice, Clint. There wasn't nobody else who stuck out more than Will Anderson that you just couldn't – you couldn't even think – you couldn't even mention the practice or mention anything without seeing Will Anderson as he was right there doing his thing all throughout practice.
Yeah, look, whether it's the individual periods that they're working, he was right there next to us, so we got to see it firsthand today. But if he's not working with the group, he's on the side with a personal coach, and he's working hand placement, he's working moves, he's working the stuff that we hear him talk about when he talks to the media. And then when he's on the field in any kind of team setting, he's being disruptive as hell. I'm sure you ask him, he'd just say he's practicing hard. You ask the offensive line and the quarterback and everybody else, you say, yeah, we ain't got no pads on. He's probably going a little bit overboard. But Will Anderson, you know, you talk about taking the team over. Like, it is typically when you got a quarterback the caliber of CJ come in along with Will Anderson, that caliber edge rusher. It's usually the quarterback that you would bet, especially when they both have really good years first right out of the gate. And let's be honest, CJ had a good year last year. The protection just sucked, and he wasn't able to get in a groove. But CJ didn't have an awful year last year. But anyway, you know, I think naturally the thought is, hey, the quarterback's the one that's going to kind of separate and take the team over. I would be willing to bet that – I know Will Anderson is closer to, but I'd be willing to bet that it's as you mentioned, it's more likely to be – Will Anderson than CJ. Like, and I think it has to do with the fact that CJ's in a unit where, man, they're producing. They're humming. There's no slowing them down. They're getting better. That's going to be the identity of this team. And I think CJ's got to spend a lot of time, especially now, focusing on getting this offense right and figuring out a way they can score some points.
Yeah, it is just wild to see the growth factor in him. Just not as just much as a player, but just where he is. It is
absolutely.
Like it was wild to be today. Then the level that he is in intensity and want to is completely different than anybody else on the field. It feels like his level of want to, like it's like he has been. He couldn't wait for this day.
Yeah.
That's the way he looks. Like he looks like you, and you've said this about him. I think it's even more like they're at times they might have to just sit him down from practice or something. They might have to like, hey man, let's load manage him, because he's gonna run himself.
You almost there. Well, it's a double-edged sword, but it's possible, because if you take him and say, man, we're going to take you out of team drills today so that we can get some stuff done offensively, then what he'll do is go over on the sideline with his private coach and work.
Right.
He'll get a 30-minute session in with a private trainer, right?
Yeah,
I mean, so you really don't mind if he'll accept it. You really don't mind doing it, because you know he's going to go somewhere and get working. He's not going to stand around and talk and chit-chat and be a distraction. Yeah. So, yeah, man, there's a – that's a different animal, man. That is a different animal. I'm looking forward to watching him. The next 2 years for him, you're talking about a guy, he's already absolutely tremendous, but you talk about a guy that, I mean, man, there's no telling. The sky's the limit for this cat.
All right, Tyler, let's finish this thing off right, man. I already see one I love. Let's finish this thing off right, Tyler. Let's get these best bets. Make some people some money on a Friday going into the weekend. T-Mail, what you got tonight?
Yeah, we need it in a bad way. We need it. And, as I typically say to you guys, scared money don't make no money. So, we got six more bets tonight on Friday.
Six. Okay.
Six of them bad boys. We ain't scared.
I know.
Time to get a
profit. I lost three of them last night, but I hear you. Go ahead. We're going six. Why not?
I got to watch all three of those losses live and in person, too.
Person,
it sucked.
All
right. Here are your six baseball bets on a Friday night. Three of these are going to be for this Astros-Rays game tonight with Framber on the bump, so stay tuned for that. A's at Blue Jays. First of all, I'm on the under for that game, under 9 runs in that one. Next bet for you is an under, very similar. Red Sox at Braves, under 9.5. You got the hook there. And I got the Mets, minus 1.5, as they host the suck-ass Rockies tonight. I got mine
I'll
take
at...
that.
I'm not telling you I take that. I would take that if I was betting, but I've got these floors.
Yeah, let me know if you want me to make a
bet. I don't want in. I can't afford it.
You can. But Mets, minus 1.5, playing those crappy-ass Rockies. I got the odds at minus 150. And then here are your three Astros bets for this game tonight, real quick, as they look to rebound off that assing last night at Daikin Park. Astros money line. I think they rebound, get the win tonight with Framber on the bump against those Rays. Then I'm also on the Astros over 3.5 total runs again. Probably my favorite bet of this board tonight. And then one player prop. If you haven't heard, the first baseman Christian Walker, he is back for a spot in the Astros tonight. The hand is fine. I'm on Christian Walker over 1.5 total bases this evening. The force will be strong.
Ooh, that Christian Walker. That one's dicey. That Christian Walker one coming right back in.
Ballsy pick.
Can get two hits. That one's dicey.
Cojones.
I like what you're playing here with the A's Blue Jays game. The Blue Jays scored 11 runs in the first three innings of the game yesterday. So maybe they've gotten all run out. So hopefully that is the case there, that they've got all run out. So I get that one as well. I do like the Mets minus 1.5. That one is good, as well as I like that that money line between the with Framber going between the Astros and the
how much you want me to put down for you?
Just think it.
20?
Think it, whatever you are. Think it.
All right. Can you tell?
Yeah. All right. That's it. You don't want nothing on this?
I don't want nothing, man. I'm good.
You good? All right. Don't want nothing.
I'm good.
All right. Come on out. Again, we enjoyed you. Had a good time. Come on out with us next week. Fortunately, I will not be here. But come on out with us next week. It should be the last one. I'm expecting a big crowd here. We got two more. Oh, it's not the last one. Oh, there's two more. There's two more. That's right. Okay, I thought it was 10. There's two more. So I won't miss the last one. How about that? So come on out and hang out.
We'll blow number 10 out of the water
for you.
We'll
blow number 10. Thank you. I'm sure you will. But it was a good time today. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Hey, congratulations to our guy Everett, who got him a nice, awesome promotion. We appreciate everything you've done with us. So congratulations to you, Everett.
Well,
I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Is that your sexy voice right there? Would you just
explain? No.
He done got background music going.
I don't know why. Mine starts with a licking of the lips.
Oh, yeah.
That's how mine.
That made me feel uncomfortable.
Start. Need me to wipe that off for you?
Want me to show you the 50 states, girl?
Hey, I don't need no
scholars. Tyler said 50 states.
Coming up, some news about Yordan Álvarez. Keep it up. Maybe the most beloved player, especially to the coaching staff and some of his teammates. And don't let them panties hit you.
Everywhere.
At the door. That's coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.